Be you saying, do you have any questions?
Yeah, yeah, he has. So I let him ask a question. May I approach you?
You still can stay here?
Okay, he's still here. Okay. Let me stay here.
Yeah, okay.
Anything, do you think?
Anything. Oh, I
see. Right.
Nice man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah,
our particular issue. It's so tough.
No, not really. It's tough in a way.
Yeah.
Because it's my first time here in Budapest, I want to go and visit some other temple.
What?
First time in Udon Thani. Yeah. You want to look around.
Look around and other temples, okay?
Yeah, not even pay the visit because I did so much on the work.
But it's not the same as you read. It has changed so much.
They build a lot of these things. I know there's a museum I'd like to go and see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. The museum is probably nice. I've never been. I don't need to go to the museum because I saw him alive.
I read his book.
So I could, since I'm here.
Yes, okay.
It's good. Yeah. I think another question is like I normally when I meditate, right? At home, my mind is difficult to control, but I'm still manageable. I don't run so much. I stay focused. But when I come here, I don't know if it's when I sit within just a few minutes, I just go and just wander about, and it's very difficult to catch it back.
This is normal,
yeah.
Because when you are at home, you know, you normally you work, you know, and then you're tired, and then you don't want to think about this, you know, so when you sit down and meditate, it's much easier.
But I don't even have distractions here, you know, I don't even have my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I did that.
But you know, I mean, now all the garbage that you put into your mind, you know, is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Just let it fly out like birds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And don't even bother about, you know, why you're thinking, what you're thinking, you know? See the thoughts, you know, and replace them with Buddha. Mm-hmm.
So, I think as a lay people like me, right?
Yeah?
I work in a family.
Yeah?
How what do you think that how many times should I meditate a day? Because right now I'm only doing probably once in the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. But which it's very difficult to maintain the sati, you know, all the time when I work. Yeah.
I mean you would need at least 3 hours of meditation daily, you know, to have a little bit of sati during the day.
Yes.
And you constantly have to remind yourself, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you eat something, you know, remind yourself to think by sati. Mm-hmm. Whenever you drink something, remind yourself. I mean, the Singaporeans always have a bottle of water with them.
Yeah.
It's it. They can't, you know, I mean, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, in the retreat, you know, everybody had it.
Yes, yes.
I mean, half an hour there.
You know why? Because we taught in school, right?
What?
We taught in school since young to bring the waters we want.
They are educated when they are young to bring a bottle of water with them.
Yeah, I understand. But why?
To hydrate.
Yeah, we always
have a bottle. How can you dehydrate in the human climate?
Yeah, makes sense.
I mean, dehydrate when you're in the desert.
Yeah.
But Singapore is not a desert, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a very humid climate, you know, and you take the humidity, you know, and the skin.
You stink the skin, all the time.
I mean, it goes...
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay, it's a beautiful place. One problem I have is actually... two problems. I keep wandering, and I don't want it. Unfortunately, it's an insect, right? It's a buckshot buzzing around.
Yeah.
It's okay for me, but I just afraid that insects going to my ear.
No, I mean, do you have a mosquito house?
No, but today, if I stay inside the room, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. I want to meditate outside.
Yeah, then it's a fuck, yeah. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle. If that is the only problem, yeah. Mosquitoes, you know, insects, you know, these little flies. Yeah. I mean, the best time, you know, really to come is in November, December, January, February.
Yeah.
Because there are no insects, there are no snakes, you know, there are no centipedes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is cool, and it is cool on
Barcelona. Yeah. So, since I have little opportunity to come to such place, because of...
To what?
To such place. I have a little opportunity.
Yeah?
To come to such place.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm working, right?
Yeah.
So, I just wonder if I can't come here, then I practice. So, you're saying that...
Yes.
Yeah. Daily should do this 3 hours?
Yeah. I mean, if you can do it, you know, before you go to work 1 hour, you know, when you come back home from work 1 hour, yeah,
yeah,
and then a little bit before you go to sleep.
So it doesn't have to be straight on 3 hours.
Oh, no.
Because I can't.
No.
Yeah.
No, it is enough, you know. I mean, to break it apart, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you have a midday break, you know, I mean, just take 10 minutes, you know, to reflect on the Buddha, so that the mind is calm, yeah?
Mm.
It doesn't get too agitated. Yeah? Right. I mean, the longer we stay away, you know, the more agitated it is.
Mm. I have last questions.
Yeah.
What do you think of sanitary meditation? Meditate in a sanitary, is that useful?
It is very useful, but you know, I wouldn't do that yet. I mean, especially if you're afraid of cold.
Yeah, because a timeline you are organizing, you are thinking of organizing a...
They are not ready for that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be able to deal with these things, yeah? You have to be able to deal with fear that comes up, yeah? And then see fear as for what it is, yeah?
So it is
helpful, you know, but you know, you have to be able to learn something from it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Not just to become a follower, yeah? I mean, that's not useful.
Yeah, that's why I suggest things to the monk,
yeah?
To give at least a dharma before we, so that those who are going know what is it all about.
Yeah.
If not, it's just an outing.
They don't know it.
Yeah, yeah. If you
want to
know what
is it's so typical, you know. I mean, but Singapore is so Western.
Yeah.
So typical. Oh yeah, we have to go to that, yeah. I mean, what they do, they just walk, yeah. Yeah. But they don't learn from it. Yeah? Because they don't have the training, yeah. I mean, actually when you become here monk for the first 5 years you are in a monastery. You don't go in Tudong, yeah. Because you have to learn the ways of a monk, you have to learn meditation, you have to learn how to deal with things, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask and see, yeah, that you're not yet fit to go on Tudong, he says, no, stay here in the monastery. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that you're fit on Tudong, then you can go, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Isn't it Tudong to experience a simplicity of life?
Yes,
yes,
but also solitude, yeah?
Yes.
And that a lot of people cannot deal with solitude, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah? If you're alone in a cave, you know, or in the forest, you know, where there are a lot of animals roaming around, you know, I mean, there are snakes, there are tigers, you know, they are all wild beasts, you know, I mean, you get crazy. Yeah?
Right.
I mean, I took 3 Westerners whose practice were actually quite good, you know, for a while, you know, and there were 4 people, yeah, to a cave, yeah, where they are quite a few cave, yeah. I mean, they got crazy after a while. Even then, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, even then, you know, I mean, they were experienced, you know, and they had a teacher there, yeah.
Mm.
It's still too difficult, yeah. If you are not ready to it, yeah, I mean, don't do it, you know, it's useless, yeah. What you can do, what happens then is, then you just stop practice because you're too much afraid or you stop, you know, and so on. But then the cemetery, yeah?
Yeah.
This is so amazing about ancient
Vinaya.
I mean, they're so afraid of ghosts there.
But they want to.
I mean, in Europe, you know, I mean, if you know that there is some haunted house, you know, we like to go there. Yeah? We want to see these ghosts, you know? We want to experience them. Yeah?
There's two things I think. One is the cemetery meditation I mentioned to you. And I think another one is, you know, you recite the 83 stone, Habra, and all that. Is that beneficial as well?
I mean, yes, it can come to mind, yeah? Whatever comes to mind, but it's not the same as meditation. It is like a mantra, yeah? I mean, the shorter form of mantra is the Buddha, yeah? Because that leads to calm. It be so, you don't know where you are, yeah? Am I with the Bhagavato here, or am I with the Itipi? And then you start to think, yeah? Now, if you have a word, you know that it's a two-syllable word. No?
It can be any word, right?
It can be Dhamma, it can be, you know. I don't know, I mean, well, what is the Chinese goddess, you know, I mean, for me, you know, I mean, it has to be two-syllable, yeah? So that you can repeat it, you know, with food, with breathing in and breathing out.
You just think, yeah, I have to overcome the thoughts of Sumana.
Yeah, and that, I mean, it takes a long time, yeah? Yes. I mean, all of your life you have been thinking, yeah?
Yes.
Everybody thinking, when the engine's running, you know, I mean, when the car is in motion, you know, or when the ship is in motion, how difficult is it to stop, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's not easy because even like for normal daily life,
yeah?
I sleep, I always dream, right? Every single day. Even if I doze off for 1 minute, I will start dreaming. So I keep thinking.
But that is not enough. Then you don't have the right kind of sleep. Yeah? I mean, there's every person, you know, has a kind of, you know, sleep, you know, where it goes into deep sleep. Yeah?
Yeah.
Where everything shuts down.
I just can't.
And if you do some meditation before that, you know, I mean, before you go to sleep, maybe you can sleep better. And then you don't dream. Because dreaming is, you know, I mean, it's upsetting the mind.
Yes.
It doesn't really rest.
Yeah. I know that, but it's beyond my control.
There's nothing beyond our control. But, you know, it takes some time. It takes some effort, yeah? I mean, remember, I mean, you have kids, you have 2 kids, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Remember when they learned to walk. They got up, fall over, got up, fall over, got up, fall over. Did they stop? Did they tell you, Dad, I cannot walk, you have to carry me for the rest of your life on my shoulder, yeah? No, they wanted to experience the world, and that's why they learned to walk. They wanted to experience the communication, that's why they learned to talk. And they didn't give up. And that is the same thing. Yeah? If we want something, we don't give up. Yeah? We look for the right training method, you know, and then yeah, we do it. Until we are able to do it, yeah. I mean, it took me 1.5 years, yeah? Yeah. I mean, until I really could calm my mind, you know, to a state where there's nothing happening. Yeah?
Do we do it like time or 1.5 years?
I did it mostly, you know, I mean, I had two retreats a year, you know, but 3 hours a day.
As a lay person.
As a lay person, as a working person, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then on the last retreat, you know, I finally, you know, I mean, samadhi. And then I said, why all this work, yeah? I mean, it doesn't bring me anything, yeah? Money doesn't bring me happiness, yeah? Mm-hmm. Huh? Girlfriends are a nuisance. You probably can say that from your wife are a nuisance, yeah? They constantly want this, want that, yeah? Your kids constantly want this, yeah?
Yes. I don't need me anymore, yeah, they're grown up.
Yeah, they're grown up. But they still come, you know,
and
you know, they see you as an ATM machine, yeah? Huh?
Yes.
They press your buttons and then the money comes out, yeah?
I think when I meditate, should I, is it advisable to have an alarm clock besides me?
It's okay in the beginning to know, you know, to know the time, yeah?
Yeah.
But once you are sure that you can without alarm, okay. I mean, I used a timer in the beginning for the first 2 years, yeah? And then I said I don't need it anymore.
Yeah, but the thing about the alarm clock is good to know how long I meditate,
yes.
But the thing is, constantly I'm thinking, is it time out already? Has it been time out already?
I mean, if you have an alarm clock, it sounds, you know,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Or get a timer that you can send for 45 minutes, yeah? And then like beep, 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 and then you know time is up, yeah? Why does it move so slowly? Something wrong, you know, the battery weak, yeah? No, you wait until the sound, you know, and then you open your eyes, yeah? And then you see, yeah? That, you know, the longer we sit, you know, the more we see the kilesas coming up that are getting restless, yeah? And that is the force that drives you to do all these things that you do in the world, huh? Wholesome or unwholesome, you know, mostly unwholesome, yeah?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. I've had an experience where everything quieted down and I could only hear like a sound that I can't describe. It's,
yeah?
I don't hear it now. It's like When everything is quiet,
yeah.
There's only that sound, and
yeah.
It's not even me.
Yeah.
And when it finished,
yeah.
there's only a lot of happiness.
Yeah.
Bursting out with happiness.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop myself. But it happened like twice maybe. so
far. And now we are looking for it. We don't find it. The moment you're looking for it, we don't find it. You have to remember what brought you to that state of mind, yeah? Yes, it is certainly samadhi, you know, this kind of samadhi, but samadhi, yeah? What brought you, yeah? Sometimes, you know, we are so fed up with the world that we don't want to think, you know, we sit down and then we can go into the state, yeah? And sometimes we are so troubled by all these things and, you know, I mean, no matter if we, even if we sit 11 hours, you know, nothing happens, yeah? So you have to find out, you know, for these two or few occasions that you actually entered, what did you do? Yeah. Did you stay with the breath? Did you stay with the Buddha? Yeah. What else, you know, what else was the surrounding environment? Were you really tired, you know, of the world, you know, and then because then it is very easy. Yeah.
So my the question that I had was more around when that happened, I had no doubts.
Yeah.
I was very sure this works.
That's right.
But...
I think you come out and then doubts start.
No, I mean, like for many days, I was like very sure.
Yeah.
I was very confident.
Yeah.
Just before I came here, I was in a retreat, Ajahn Brahm's retreat in Phuket.
Phuket?
Yeah.
Ajahn Brahm gave a retreat in Phuket?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a reasonably good time. I didn't get any of this there.
Oh.
But when I was flying over here, I was full of doubt. I did this, like, why am I going here? There's no point. Like, why am I doing this? There's so much coming up that even when driving here, it was like such a strong thing coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, what do you think drives this? The doubt.
The fear. The fear, yeah. I mean, Ajahn Brahm is a very different kind of person, you know? Yeah? I mean, if you saw my videos, I'm a very different kind of person, yeah? Yeah, I normally point to the source of the problem, yeah?
Yeah.
And that's what people are afraid of, yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah, not maybe. I'm quite sure, yeah?
Yeah, other people also experience when the people they are very frightened.
I was not afraid. It was just questions. Does this work? Why am I here?
Yeah, but you know, before that comes fear, you know, and then comes the question.
I can recognize fear. I didn't feel fear.
Yeah.
When I was sitting here, I didn't feel fear in front of you. I did feel a lot of doubts, questions. Like,
yeah, what are the questions? Eh? What is your doubt?
How are we sure that there is rebirth or karma? How can I be sure that there is rebirth or karma? And if there is no rebirth or karma,
rebirth. Oh, there's no rebirth.
How do we?
This is coming from India. I mean, all Asian people, you know, believe in rebirth. Yeah. I mean, even in Hinduism. Yeah.
I mean, people believe it, but people believe all sorts of things.
Yeah, people believe all sorts of things. Huh? People believe in heaven and hell, but heaven and hell exist. Yeah. Even in the Western, they say, I'm not going to hell, you know, but you know, they know about hell, and they know about heaven, because we have been there so often. We have been in heaven, and we have been in hell. So, I mean, our chitta knows it, you know, yeah. And if you get good in your samadhi, I mean, you will see glimpses of your previous life. They might just suddenly pop up, you know, you see a situation, you know, that has nothing to do with the world that you know of, yeah? But it's another world, you know, and that's where you know it. It's a glimpse of a previous life.
How can I be sure of it?
You only can be sure, you know, you can only be sure, you know, if you make the transition, yeah? And this is exactly the first letter, you know, that hinders you to get into the sureness. Yeah? I mean, you should not say there is or there isn't, yeah? But you should say maybe. Yeah?
That's what I am, maybe.
Yeah, yes, that's okay. Yeah? We don't doubt it, you know, but we don't assert it, you know, I mean, we just stay open with an open mind. Yeah? Yeah? There's karma. Yeah? I mean, you know there's karma. Yeah? I mean,
for karma, I feel the same way. I act as if it might be true, because it feels like it might be, but I don't know for sure, right? So I have an open
mind. Yeah, you will not know until, you know, you see the result of your own karma coming back to you, yeah? In the moment, you know, if you're good in meditation, if you're good in investigation, whatever happens to you is the result of your own karma, yeah? And then you just need to look, yeah? Something, normally people don't look when something good is happening, they just say, nice, yeah. Huh? But if something bad is happening, look into your heart and see where it's coming from, and you will find it. And then you know that karma is.
I can see it in the present life, so I don't usually get angry. Just before I flew here, I got angry at my wife, like maybe first time in 2 years. And I could see the anger come up, mm-hmm. So I had an urge to go meditate. I sat and meditated, mm-hmm. And I could trace it back where it came from. Like there was a thought that I let it linger, and then yeah. It grew and it became big, and then it kind of sitting somewhere and came up. Mm-hmm. So I can see it in this life, but not like lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah, but what happens to you, you know, if there's something bad happen to you in your work, you know, or things like that, that people treat you now differently, you know, they look down on you?
I don't notice it.
Huh?
Other people doing things to me, it doesn't affect me as much anymore.
Yeah, but it used to, you know, I mean, do you have problems, you know, I mean, whatever, you know, maybe nothing, you know, maybe you have a lot of good karma and you don't have so much bad karma, yeah? So you don't see it, yeah? But if somebody comes, you know, I mean, in San Francisco, it happens, go through the dark street, you know, and somebody is mocking you, yeah, huh? Then you know, yeah. I mean, it was sure to me, you know, and because things, yeah, I mean, I never thought of stealing something, you know, yeah. Even when I was in a shop, you know, and, you know, with, yeah. I felt afraid of stealing something, you know, and never happened to me, yeah? Never happened to me that somebody stole my things, yeah? But the friend next to me, you know, they stole his thing. And we were together, yeah? So, I mean, then it becomes real clear, yeah? Even the things, yeah? I mean, I told in some of the videos I took, yeah? I mean, we went to travel through Europe, yeah? There's a friend in me, and everything was packed in the, you know, in the trunk of the car. Yeah, all the things mixed together. Yeah, I went to Portugal. You know, they cracked the car, you know, and opened up and stole the thing. Yeah, and then we realized it was only his thing. The same thing happened in a hotel. Yeah, here in Bangkok. Yeah, we were two. They stole only his thing. My thing for all that. Don't you think it's strange?
Yeah.
Even though they are mixed together, you know? But they are only existence. And my things were as worth, yeah, as valuable as his thing, yeah? But the thief knows what to pick, you know? Yeah? I mean, he gets his information, you know? This person has the karma, you know? This person doesn't have the karma. Look at your life, yeah, and you will see it happen. Yeah? That's the only thing, you know. I mean, believing is one thing, yeah. Doesn't help you, yeah. Trusting that it is there and then looking for it, that will help. Also the sweeper, yeah. I mean, you didn't go to school? You went to school? Primary school, secondary school, high school, did you go to university? Yeah. Did you see? I mean, the same class, you know, some people were very bright, you know, the teacher said, or the prof said something and they instantly got it. And other people, huh?
Yeah.
Look at the musicians, you know, look like Beethoven, you know, or look like Mozart, you know, with 6 years, you know, he sits there, you know, and writes the first piece of music, you know, people are amazed, yeah? And now people, you know, study in the music school for 20 years and they,
yes,
they play something and, huh? It's a skill, the same as doctors, yeah? I mean, you can only have the skill if you do something, you know, life over life over life, yeah? And then you get the skill, yeah? A good doctor, you know, looks at you and knows exactly what is wrong with you because he has it done for six or seven lives, yeah? Huh? A bad doctor, you know, he has to flip through the pages, yeah? No? Where is it coming from? Ask yourself, you know, that was my big doubt about Christianity. I always ask my teachers in Christianity, why is one born, yeah, in the ghetto of New York, where his father teach him how to kill people or how to steal, yeah, and the next boy is born, you know, as a prince, yeah, in Saudi Arabia. What has he done? What has this boy done? What has this boy done? That he gets, you know, the good karma, yeah, of living, you know, in wealth, you know, in riches, and the other, yeah. I mean, he's chucked out by his parents, you know, and he has to live on the street, you know, and to take food. Where does that come from? Answer me, yeah?
Sudha Kama Vibhanga Sutta says that person donated a lot of stuff and this person was not very generous. That's the source of wealth, is what he says.
Yeah, but, you know, when he was born, so, I mean, he couldn't have donated a lot of things when he was still in the womb. No? The sutta is correct, you know, but it refers to the previous life. Huh? No?
I mean, it does refer to the previous life. Right?
Yeah!
For me, it's not just sure there, but you're right. Like, there should be some source there.
Yeah. That was my main point, you know. Two main points in Christianity where I said, no, I don't believe it, yeah? I don't believe in the creator, yeah? who tells this person, you know, I mean, he has a short life, you know, he will die cruelly, you know, or he will be tortured, you know, for the rest of his life. And this person, you know, lives a happy, wealthy life, yeah? I don't believe that kind of creator, yeah? And the other thing is, you know, I mean, why is it happening to the people, yeah? If they have not, yeah, if they are just born, yeah? In the 70s, you know, I mean, psychologists said every child that is born, you know, it is a white slate, you know, where the environment writes on. No, yeah? Yeah? Because, I mean, you're in the family, you have brothers and sisters, and every person is different. Has a different character. Yeah? Even though you have the same parents and you have the same environment. Yeah? Where is this coming from? The character comes through the development of birth after birth after birth. Yeah? And depending on what you do. Yeah? Now, think about it. If you can answer me, if you can answer me why this thing is like this, and it is, it sound and logic, I mean, then I maybe then I doubt also you. But if you can't answer me,
So I work with artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And you can create these.
I know.
These models which can answer all sorts of questions. And it's mostly entropy, right?
I worked on artificial intelligence in the beginning of the 80s, yeah? There was a community of about 300 people all over the world. When we had, a conference, always the same people, yeah? I mean, very interesting people, yeah? And now it has evolved so much, whatever you put in the computer, yeah, whatever rules you give it, that is how it reacts. It is too complex for us, to predict it, but it is, it's predictable.
You think our mind is not predictable?
No. It can change. A computer program cannot change, yeah. I mean, it can adjust, it can adapt, it can do this, yeah, but it cannot, yeah. If the computer program, is a program, that does only bad things, it cannot suddenly turn around and say, oh, these are bad things, maybe I should do good things. The human mind can.
But that is conditioning, right?
Not only conditioning, it's also free will. I mean, we are conditioned, yeah? I mean, when you look at the mind, when you look at the mind, Lumbute said it, he was a very good meditator, he went into all the chanas. He said, he looked at the mind and said, there are 17 mind moments. 16 are defined by karma and one is free. But you can completely go in a completely different reaction, but has nothing to do with your karma. But only one, And what we normally do is, from the 16 moments, we take the strongest one and go for it. And that's why this develops, becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And the others, it's the same thing. You walk through San Francisco. You normally walk the streets that you know most, You don't go into the side alleys, You could go, but you don't go, But maybe there was something really interesting happening. Or there may be the other one, there something bad happened. Yeah? So you always go, the one that is, that you're mostly used to. Yeah? So now try some side alleys that you're not used to and see what is happening. You don't have to go into the dark side. where all these junkies, and the transvestites, and such a hell. But they are nice neighborhoods, if you go a little bit out.
They're like pretas.
What? Pretas, yeah. A lot of pretas. Okay?
Thank you.